أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when Dhul-Qarnayn alayhi salam encountered the barbaric, savage, corrupt people of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, according to historians and scholars, are a community and a people that belong to the human race. They are human beings. In fact, in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they are far, far greater in number than all other human beings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala has divided the human race into 9 parts. From those 9 parts, into 10 parts, from the 10 parts, 9 parts are Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and 1 part is the rest of the human race. They exist, it is our aqidah and our belief that they exist. Where they exist, where are they living, and which part of the earth have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them, that is in the knowledge of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not provided us with those details. According to historians and scholars, they are the Atraq people, or they belong to the Atraq. Atraq, we translate it today as the Turk. But when I say Turk, don't understand it as modern-day Turks or modern-day Turkey. Those Turks in that region, modern-day Turkey, they are not existing in the original place of the Atraq people. The Atraq, they are a race. Like you have Arabs, that's a race. Africans are a race. Atraq is one race. And within that race, you have different ethnicities. Amongst the Atraq, you have the Mughal people, the Mughals. So according to the majority of the scholars, they are the Mughals, referring to the Mughals. And it's a sector of the Mughal community and the Mughal people that have been creating these types of acts in that part of the world. And they are a barbaric, savage people who Dhul-Qarnayn alayhi salam had encountered. Scholars say that they or their lineage meets up with Nuh alayhi salam. They belong to the progeny of Yafith. Yafith bin Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam had a son by the name of Yafith. And their progeny is from the children of Yafith alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us against them and has spoken about them extensively. And a time will come when they will emerge. Their emergence will coincide with the killing of Dajjal at the hands of Isa alayhi salam. So they are one of the last signs of Qiyamah. They will emerge by barbaric, like locusts, uncivilized, barbaric, savage killers that will swarm the earth. No one and no force will be able to stand in front of them. Even Isa alayhi salam, he will not dare fight against them, but he will take the believers and they will ascend Mount Tur, and they will remain on Mount Tur until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes these people to be destroyed, and they will be destroyed. Only then will Isa alayhi salam descend from Mount Tur. So after Isa alayhi salam kills Ad-Dajjal, that is when Allah will allow them to creep out, really creep out like insects from wherever they have been kept throughout the years and throughout the ages. So when Dhulqarnain came to this community, they said, listen, we need you to build a wall between us, a barrier between us and between the people of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So he said to them, and they said, we will pay you a salary for your services. Qal, he said in the next few ayat, ayah number 95 of Surah Al-Kahf, Dhulqarnain said to them, مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ. Whatever Allah has given me control over is much better than what you have to offer me. So I'm not in need of what you have to offer me. Allah has given me authority and kingship over the entire earth. But what did he request from them? He says, فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ. But I'm going to build. It wasn't an ordinary wall and barrier that he built. Allah describes it for us. And nowhere in the world has anyone discovered this barrier. Has anyone come across this wall? It's there, it exists, it's aqeedah. Allah alone in his knowledge know how he has kept it hidden from all other human beings and their discovery. But it is our aqeedah and our belief that it exists and there's a community that lives behind this wall built by Dhulqarnain. So he says, أَعِينُونِ بِقُوَّةِ. Help me with strength. أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. Meaning I need your workforce, I need strength, I need labor. And I will build between you and between them, radman, a barrier. Atuni zubar al-hadid. He says, bring to me pieces of iron. So we use bricks. Dhulqarnain alayhi salam did not use bricks. He used iron, pieces of iron, pieces of steel. He said to them, bring for me these pieces and these iron blocks, we may call it. And he started building the wall. So you have the two mountains on either side. In between the mountains, you had this passage and this pathway through which Ya'juj and Ma'juj would enter. So that he wanted to seal off that passage and that pathway. He wanted to block it off. So he built a huge wall that was level with the mountain tops on either side. So you had the mountains on either side, which acted as a barrier. And now you have this steel wall blocking off that pathway between the two mountains. So he said to them, Atuni zubar al-hadid. Bring to me pieces of steel and iron. Hatta ida sawa bayna sadafain. Allah says, until he leveled the wall between the two mountains, qalan fukhu. He said to them, blow. He said to them, those people, blow. Not blowing with their mouth, but to blow fire through whatever bellows they might have had or whatever mechanisms they possessed. They ignited a fire and the fire was directed onto that steel wall in order to sort of solidify the wall. So it becomes melted and a solid steel wall. So he said to them, blow, and they used devices that released hot air and fire onto that wall. Hatta ida ja'alahu naran. Allah says, until when it was like fire, red hot this wall was. Allah says, it looked like fire. Qal, he then said, atuni, bring to me qitra. Atuni, ufriq alayhi qitra. Bring to me molten copper. He wasn't yet done with the wall. After they brought molten copper and that, he says, ufriq alayhi, I'll pour that molten copper over the wall, like the type of a plaster that we use today. After we've cemented the brick, then we plaster the wall. We had that wall plastered and solidified with what? Using this molten copper. Allah says, this was the wall built by Dhulqarnain. Allah says, after that, فَمَسْطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوا. They were unable to climb over it. Ya'juj and Ma'juj. وَمَسْطَاعُوا لَهُ لَقَبَهُ. And they were unable to make a hole through it. They are unable to do so. قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. When Dhulqarnain completed this task, he says, this, the ability to do this was a form of mercy from my Rabb. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي. When the promise of my Rabb arrives, when the time arrives for them to be released into the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or Dhulqarnain tells those people before leaving them, he says that when the promise of my Rabb comes, ja'alahu dakka, this entire wall, he will level it to the ground. It will collapse. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. And he tells them that the wa'd, the promise of my Rabb indeed is true, it is the truth. A point and a time will come when this wall will be collapsed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to be released into the world. May Allah grant us.